الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي السنه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. I'm about. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in today's khutbah we would like to remind ourselves and you of a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has identified with the mutaqeen, the people of taqwa, that is very difficult to acquire. And in this, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah says in translation, and spend, and out of what we have provided for you, spend. Sometimes this is translated the other way around, and spend out of what Allah has provided for you. Does it make a difference? In my opinion, I think it does. Because first Allah is reminding you of where what you have to spend comes from. And from what we have provided for you, Allah has provided for you, spend. So that we know, first of all, that what we have to spend comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be grateful for that. And the way that we purify what Allah has given us is to use it in the proper way. The way we show gratitude, shukr, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by using what He has given us in the right way. When Allah says spend out of what He has provided for you, there's some difference of opinion, but they all basically are the same thing. Spending is a form of kindness towards the creatures of Allah, giving them what will benefit them. And some people say it means a zakat. Some people say it means spending on your family. Some people say it says spending on other people. All of those are included in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. That's why I said some difference of opinion, but it doesn't really matter. It's all the same thing. Whatever you spend in the way of Allah is what He's talking about. Now, the fiqh on this is that the first people who have a right to your money is your immediate family, your wife and your children, and then your next layer of relatives, the cousins, the nieces and nephews, and then the next layer of people out. But if you have enough money and your family is taken care of, and you can spend on the relatives and then spend on the people who you don't know, the people that come to you, the people who are poor, the people who are in need, and they ask you for something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, وَلَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will not achieve righteousness until you spend from what you love. Spend from what you love. Allah then goes on to say in another surah, إِنَّهُ لِهُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ, speaking of the human being, verily man is violent, Allah says, in his love of wealth. So Allah has identified, this is what you love. You love your money. You love your possessions. You don't want to give them away. It's against the human nature to do this. This nature that Allah gave us, because all we have to do is look at our children. We have to teach them to share. Very few children come in the world willing to share what they have once they understand possession of things. Yes, no, no, you have to share. What they say, no, mine. You can just put it in their hand, give it to them. I just gave it to you. No, now it's mine. Give me some. No, mine. This is the nafs that Prophet Yusuf spoke about when he said, "Innal nafs al-amana bisu'." That the nafs is prone to evil. When I say evil, I mean disobedience, not wanting to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for it to do in order for it to raise itself. Allah says He created the human being in the best of forms and then reduced him to the lowest of low, except those who do good deeds and believe in Allah. They are the ones who have reward without measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. We come here, we're at the lowest of the low. All we want to feed is our own face, and all we want is the things that make us comfortable and benefit us. And then over time, our parents, inshallah, they teach us better. And the prophets and the religious people and the righteous people, they teach us better. That is better, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that the upper hand is better than the lower hand, because the upper hand is the one that gives. But you have to train yourself to do this. It's not an instinctual thing. And when you train yourself to do this, then you are doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. But it's difficult. It's difficult. There's hadith from the Prophet ﷺ narrated by Abu Musa, that whenever a beggar or a person in need of something came to the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say to his companions, intercede for him, and you will be rewarded for that, and Allah will fulfill what He will through His apostle's tongue. This is from Bukhari. That, so we see that the Prophet ﷺ is telling us what people used to come to Him and ask Him. Four things. Beggars. How many times beggars come to the masjid and we don't even want to look at him? You know, oh, here he comes again. Oh, here she comes again. They're always asking for something. You know, brother, you should do this. Sister, you should do this. We don't, as soon as we see him, we want to do this. Is this the sunnah of the Rasulullah? No. So whenever a beggar or somebody in need came, he taught his sahabi to intercede. Come to me and ask me to help them. Intercede on behalf of them with people that you know that have things, even if you don't have something. At the very least, don't harm them. This is a sadaqah. To protect people from your own evil is the minimum sadaqah you can give, even if you don't have a dime. So, other hadiths from the Prophet ﷺ. Malik related to me from Ubayd ibn Aslam that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, give to a beggar even if he comes on a horse. This is from Al-Muwatta. So imagine a guy pulled up here in a, you know, fairly decent car, and he says, brothers, I need some help. And we look at the car. We look at him.
Why did you come up here in this car? This is not the Sunnah of the Rasulullah. Even if he comes on a horse, don't look at the horse and say, well, he got a horse, he should be able to do something for himself. No. Give to him if you have something to give. And as I said, we always have something. There are many, many other hadiths. I'm going to share a couple of other ones to give you an understanding, because we've seen this happen before. People come to the masjid and they need help. If we help them once, you don't want to help them two times. If you help them two times, you definitely don't want to help them three. This is not the right set of the heart. This is not the right mindset. I've heard people say, oh, he does that at every masjid. I saw him at this. This is not your place to do. If you have something, help the brother or the sister. If you don't have anything, do the minimum. Give them the minimum. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that every day two angels come down from the heaven, and one of them says, oh Allah, compensate every person who spends in your cause. And the other angel says, oh Allah, destroy every miser. Every person who would hold back. Every day this is taking place. You're either going to be in one group or the other. What do you want to be in? It's a rahmah from Allah that He sent somebody to you to ask you for something. It's not a coincidence that this person just walked up to you. This person was sent to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? To see what you're going to do. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id from Bukhari, it says some people of the Ansar asked Allah's apostle to give them something. And He gave to every one of them who asked Him. And so all that he had was finished. And when everything was finished, and he had spent all that was in his hand, he said, know that if I had any wealth, I would not withhold it from you. And know that he who refrains from begging others, Allah will make him contented and not in need of others. And he who remains patient, Allah will bestow patience upon him. And he who is satisfied with what he has, Allah will make him self-sufficient. And there is no gift better or more vast than patience. Okay. So you see, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these people came, and one of the narrators said they came three or four times until he gave everything to them. But he came, they gave, and even when he had no more material things to give, he gave them good advice. He gave them nasiha. He told them, if you can refrain from begging, it'll be better for you. Allah will take care of your situation. To do that, you have to be patient. And no better gift, nothing I can give you is better than patience. So we see that this giving that Allah has ordered us to do is to separate us from the love of this hayat-ud-dunya. From loving the things of the life of this world. It teaches us these are only things, they are temporary things to be used to move you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This giving in the cause of Allah moves you closer. You can never lose. Never lose. And one of my favorite stories, you've heard me say it before, but I just love the symbolism of it, is a person told me once, if I had $1 million, I'd give half of it away and keep half of it. And I said, if you only had $20, would you give half of it away? They said, no. I said, why not? He said, because I only have $20. I only have 10 left. And I said, well, if you couldn't give away half of $20, what makes you think you could give away half of $1 million? You see how you fool yourself. You see how the heart thinks it can be generous, but the more money you get to hold, the more you're going to hold on to it. Aisha radiallahu anha, she gave, what, one baby. One of the narrators said three, but one said one. To a woman who had two children, and they were hungry. And Aisha was fasting, radiallahu anha. She was fasting. And she gave away, that's all she had to break her fast with, but she gave it away. And the lady then took it and broke it in half and gave it to the two children. This teaches us how to give. The benefit that she got, the lady got, was more than what the children got from not being hungry. So let us ask Allah to loosen up our hearts and help us to see things not from the dunyawi aspect of I'm going to lose something if I give something up and I work for this and this is my money and all of these dunya things. We are Muslims and we have been taught the right way to live. So let us implement the right way to live. أقول قال هذا واستغفر الله أنك أقول والله الحمد لله الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in Surah Al-Layl, the last few ayahs of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those people who are saved from the hellfire. And he said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa sayujannabuha al-atqa, alladhi yu'ti ma'alahu yatazakka, wa ma li'ahadin 'indahu min ni'matin tujza إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضاه." صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation about the people who never will enter the hellfire. He said, "But those most devoted to Allah shall be removed from it," meaning the hell. Those who spend their wealth for increase of self-purification, to purify themselves from love of this dunya, and have in their minds no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected. "I'm not giving you this so you can give me something." Their reward they want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be raised in rights, to be moved closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, "Their only desire is that, to seek the countenance of their Lord Most High." And Allah promises that soon they will attain satisfaction. And just in case, sisters, you think that this is just for the brothers, it's not. It's for you too. We talked about Aisha radiallahu anha. Zainab bint Jahsh, she was called the mother of the poor because she loved to give. And Allah says in His book, "Inna musaddiqina wa musaddiqati wa akrabu Allah qalban hasanan yulda afa'ulahum wa lahum ajrun kareem." Sadaqa Allahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, "For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased many fold to their credit, and they shall have besides a liberal reward." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking about money, but really we understand that the book of Allah is to be understood on two levels: the dunya level, how it applies to us in the life of this world, and the akhirah level. What is it that Allah is really asking for? Does Allah need our money? No. Allah huwa ghani wa antum fuqara. Allah is rich and without need and you are poor. I don't care how much money you have. Allah is really asking for your will. Give your will. Submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you submit your will to Allah, when Allah says, "Wa mimma razaqakum ma'hum yunfiqun," you'll do it. You'll do it. But it takes training. It takes practice. It takes work. I always say, you know, to people, you know, exercise. You know, we exercise, we want to get strong. Exercise what Allah said. Next time somebody asks you for something, take out all the money you have in your wallet and give it to them. Not too many Abu Bakr's. Do Umar. Take out half and give it to them. Can't do that? Then take out most of what you have and give it to them. It'll help you to break the understanding that you have to have this money. I'm not saying give them your rent money. No. From what you, they asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what should we give? He said, what is beyond your needs? So once your needs are met, you have some extra money that you may, I'm going to go buy myself something nice with it. You don't need that. Someone comes, Allah says, give, believe me, you'll feel better. Once you do it, you may not feel better while you do it. But once you do it once, it'll be easier and easier and easier. We know the truth. This is Islam. We speak the truth. We know. Allah knows. That's why He said this. That's why He made it a condition. He knows it's hard for you. That's why He said you're violent in your love of your wealth. So this is the truth. But once you practice it, do it again and again and again. It becomes second nature to you. You begin to thank Allah for sending the people that He sends to you. And thank Him for letting you be one of the people who's not attached to His wealth. Allahumma akhrijni muslimina wa muslimat. Na mu'minina wa mu'minat. Ala ghayri minhum wa amwat. Innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu da'watina ya rabbal alamin. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة